glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
I want to thank Walter Black for reminding me the name of the United States Senator of South Carolina, Tim Scott. He and Lindsey Graham, both rhinos, amazingly, from South Carolina. Thank you, Walter. Appreciate it. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, big shout out to Ashley Carpenter, Sexual Assault Help Center. They had a big event on Saturday evening. The wife dragged me there. My wife is the president of the board of the Sexual Assault Help Center. She had been the former executive director a few years ago. And I had to be there at a table with Katzilla, my insane sister-in-law, her poor husband, put-upon husband, Mike, who's the harbor master at Piedmont Lake, another couple, a woman from England who hates me, and her husband, who seems to like me. And I tried to stay out of the way because I didn't want to become the lightning rod for anybody there. But it was a wonderful event. Stacy was there, Stacy Gilson. Tom was there, the lovely, 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 lovely people. And, of course, Johnny O, who was the entertainment doing his Saturday night house party thing there, people dancing, having a good time. Johnny was great, really, really was great. And they honored Bill Elenfeld, former U.S. attorney, lovely tribute by Ashley Carpenter, really very well stated and well-deserved. Elenfeld, very well-deserved. So it was a great event, and she thanked everybody who was part of this, thank the board members, thank Johnny O, thank the so many people who were all part of this except one. There was one person that Ashley Carpenter did not thank at the event for all the work that he did behind the scenes and including in front of the scenes to help make this event work. Take a guess who that was. That's right. Me. I had Ashley Carpenter here in studio. I've talked about Sexual Assault Help Center. And she goes on and on praising everybody else there, all the wonderful stuff that everybody else did, which they did. And I'm ready to stand up. I'm sitting in the back against the wall, pretty much by myself. And as she's going through the list of all the people that she is thanking, Johnny O did this, Johnny O's wonderful, and all these wonderful people, and all these sponsors, and this, that, and the other, and the board members, and all the costumes, all the people in the costumes dressing up for the different generations of music, and this, on and on and on and on and on and on. And I'm waiting to stand up and to pretend that I'm humbled by this. It's like, okay, well, then she's going to get to Dimitri. You know, because she's been on his show all these times and has done so much to try to get the word out about the Sexual Assault Help Center. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. Would it have killed her to have said, oh, by the way, Dimitri too? I would have settled for that. I would have gotten up, waved, and sat down. I'm sorry, would have gotten up, waved, looked humbled, and sat down. I had practiced that humbled look like the day before, the bathroom mirror. I had it down pretty well. It was something like this. But nothing. Not that I'm bitter. That would be very petty of me. Would it have killed her? Would it have killed her? Anyway, still a great organization, a wonderful event. Bill Elenfeld, great praise. His whole, I think his whole staff was there. At the US, from the U.S. Attorney's Office, they came. Oh, in fact, that's okay. I was told, my sources, and I've got very good sources with the Sexual Assault Help Center, my sources told me that he was genuinely surprised and touched when he saw so many people, quite possibly all the people, from his office when he was the U.S. attorney for the I guess, the Northern District of West Virginia. But he was very touched by their outpouring of love and praise and everything else. It was a wonderful evening for everybody. For everybody, for Johnny O, for Bill Elenfeld, for Ashley Carpenter, for my wife, for everybody, Tracy, except, of course, for me. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have no idea, no comprehension of how difficult it is being me. But I'm the kind of guy who rises above stuff like that, and I don't let that get to me. I'm just simply having a conversation with you. That's all I'm doing here. I mean, would it have killed her? No. She decided not to do it. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Just the way it goes. That's all. Anyway, Donald Trump had a very interesting statement. I guess this was on Truth Social. It might have been on X Twitter. I'm not sure. But it's kind of interesting because, you know, when you have people who are your enemies and then want to switch over to your side, or at least they want to consider switching over to your side, what do you do? It's actually a very good question. Do you burn that bridge to make sure that they can never come over because they were so horrible to you, or do you invite them over and see if you can win them over, like big tech? Has Donald Trump won over big tech? Because they all used to hate him. Not Elon Musk. Elon Musk wasn't political then. Well, he has certainly won over Elon Musk, no question. Now, all these other tech people, these oligarchs or whatever the right term, that's not probably the right term, but these big tech guys, are they fair weather friends? If I had to guess, probably yes. But Trump still invites them over. Invites him over to his side. Anyway, so that's the context here for this tweet. This is Donald Trump now. I got a call from a very good guy and friend of mine, Kid Rock, asking me whether or not it would be possible for me to meet in the White House with Bill Maher, a man who had been unjustifiably critical of anything or anyone Trump. I really didn't like the idea much, and I don't like it much now, but thought it would be interesting. The problem is, no matter how much he likes your favorite president, me, he will publicly proclaim what a terrible guy I am, etc., very much like the Democrats at my recent address to the joint session of Congress, where I stated correctly that no matter what I said or did, they wouldn't stand, they wouldn't applaud, they wouldn't smile or laugh, and certainly they wouldn't be in any way nice. Who knows, though, maybe I'll be proven wrong. In any event, I am doing a favor for a friend. I look forward to meeting with Bill Maher, Kid Rock, and I believe even the legendary Dana White will be present. It might be fun or it might not, but you will be the first to know. Donald Trump. Very interesting. He is willing to meet with anyone. As am I, by the way. A lot of people don't give Donald Trump credit for diplomacy. He should have been the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in his first term just for the Abraham Accords. A formal peace settlement in the Middle East? Are you kidding me? The Abraham Accords, I think there were several of those agreements. First time that I'm aware of that a president has been the person responsible for a peace accord in the Middle East. I understand Egypt and Israel, but Egypt is not in the Middle East. It's in Africa. The Abraham Accords were the Middle East. But no Nobel Peace Prize for him. People don't realize what kind of diplomat he is. Certainly not a conventional one, but a diplomat nevertheless. He is willing to, think about this, he is willing to meet and interact with people who hate him, people who are trying to kill him. people can't stand him. And I think one of the best examples of that is not with Putin or even Zelensky or anything like that, but one of the best examples of his diplomacy, and that's not even the right word, about his open-mindedness regarding diplomacy. That might be a better way of saying it. One of the best examples, and in fact, I can make the argument probably the best example, is when he went to the Korean Peninsula and met with Chairman Kim, the head of North Korea. He even crossed over into North Korea. They shook hands. They had a very nice relationship. And throughout those 4 years, North Korea stopped lobbing missiles into the Sea of Japan or wherever the hell they're sending this stuff and stopped all these belligerent acts. The deep state was appalled that President Trump in his first term met with Chairman Kim and actually went to North Korea, crossed over into North Korea. Trump didn't think it was any big deal. A lot of people simply do not understand, because they hate him so much, how much of a diplomat he is and how open-minded he is regarding diplomacy. And what's going on right now with Putin and Zelensky, even though it's very, very ugly, the sausage is being made right in front of our eyes. I believe that in a very short period of time, there will be a resolution there. Maybe a bit longer with Hamas and Gaza, you know, in Gaza and with Israel, but even there. And Trump has even reached out to Iran, to the leaders of Iran, saying, look, you know, we can have normal relations, but you can't have nukes. People they can't begin to appreciate how open-minded he is about diplomacy. And again, Chairman Kim is the best example of that. So I think a lot of good things are in store. I really do. Hey, speaking of good things in store, how about Bridgeport equipment and tool? If you care about lawn care, oh my goodness gracious, the sales they have for you. Bridgeport equipment and tool in Bridgeport right next to Herb Electric. They have a battery trimmer price, $230. With that, you get a free battery of $140. It's a steal. All of these are steel products, a gas trimmer, steel gas trimmer. The regular price, $230. The sale price, under $200. And it's a steal. Another gas trimmer, price $359. Sale price, $329. You save $30. It's a steal. And a self-propelled battery lawnmower, steel self-propelled battery lawnmower, price $799. With that, you get a free battery, $300. It's a steal. Bridgeport equipment and tool in Bridgeport. They also have other great stores, including the Mega Mall in Marietta, Pennsboro, New Martinsville, and all over the place. They've got 11 stores. Bridgeport equipment and tool in Bridgeport, right next to Herb Electric. Great company.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.